I'm so glad you decided to tune in to this episode of Entertainology. I'm your host, Ava Jordan, and first and foremost, welcome. For those of you who are new here, I'm a teenage singer, songwriter, actress, author, podcaster, and poet. If you like what you hear, you can check me and my social media platforms out at the link in the description. Without further ado, let's get into it. On this episode, I'm pleased to welcome a very special guest, D1 commit for Javelin, Miss Zoe Goldberg. Hi, Zoe.
Hi. So happy to be on your podcast today.
So happy to have you. So Zoe is third in the state for Javelin and in the top 30 recruits in the country. But she also grew up playing other sports such as volleyball and soccer. How did these other sports and playing them help you succeed in Javelin?
That's a good question. So obviously, I grew up for a large portion of my life before high school. I was a soccer player. Anybody who knew me knew that I aspired to be a professional soccer player. It was my life goal. And then I made it to high school, I think as a lot of people do. I saw track as an outlet to try something new, to try, kind of gaining endurance or speed for soccer. And then eventually it became something where I focused more on throwing. So I think when I started throwing, specifically javelin, it was very different. Obviously, especially as an arm sport, it was very different than anything I had done before. And I think, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you get to a point in your life where you've done something so repetitively that you just need a change. And I think that's what soccer became for me. So I had a great opportunity to do something that obviously now I love. And so I think that background in soccer kind of allowed me to discover different paths and different things about myself when I got into high school. I've also continued volleyball. Unfortunately, I stopped playing soccer, but I have continued volleyball all 4 years that I've been throwing javelin, and I think it has been a successful outlet for me to develop, not only as an individual athlete, but also on a team. Obviously, track is a very individual sport, and so it's kind of nice to have something for me, at least in the fall, where I have the chance to compete with a team and really be a part of something. So I think both of those have kind of taught me the kind of discipline, motivation, and teamwork that you need to succeed in any sport, let alone in track.
I love that. So Zoe is committed to Boston University, and fortunately, you had multiple offers. So what was this decision process like, and what attracted you to BU specifically, both as an athlete and as a student?
So I think for me, location was big. What you won't really find is that, for me at least, I was originally attracted to Boston. The first visit I ever made up to Boston was ironically to look at Boston College, Northeastern, and not BU, didn't even entertain it. And the second I was there, I kind of knew that was the city I belonged in. I liked the distance away from home, and I really liked the area, the people, the big notoriety in sports. And then eventually I realized that the only thing I was missing from those two schools, beautiful schools, amazing programs academically and athletically, but I did, and I had other offers from schools in Boston, but I eventually realized that I wanted something a little closer, kind of into the city and into that culture, and that's what BU offered for me. When I went on my official visit there, I saw a Red Sox game, I got really close with the team, there's all different kind of cultural events, cuisine, a lot of things that, you know, growing up in a suburban town in New Jersey, I hadn't really experienced before, so I liked that kind of new aspect of it. I like that it's also kind of a city within a beach. I like, you know, how much diversity and opportunity it offers, and I think that BU definitely gave me the best opportunity to experience that. Also, when it came down to my final decision, my last two schools were BU and Wake Forest, which is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Obviously not as big a city as Boston is. And I think it really speaks to how broad my recruiting process really was. I was looking at schools anywhere from locally, you know, you have Duke, UNC, UConn, Princeton, all the way to USC, UCLA, Hawaii. Like, I have been everywhere in terms of interest, and I think, you know, when it came down to it and I had a country school and a city school with a lot to offer and a lot of difference between them, I think I made the decision that was right for me. I think I am really excited to be up there at a school with, you know, such academic and athletic notoriety. I think they offer me a really great opportunity. And you know, I think if this speaks to anybody else's recruitment process, I think it's never going to be polar. You're always going to have schools that offer very different opportunities and locations. And you know, I think that all of what recruiting is finding where you fit best. Even the schools that may seem perfect don't quite align with what you may want or what you may see yourself doing. So I think that what's most important, what was important in my decision and what I think is important in general in recruiting, is finding where you fit best, where you see yourself, and where you can find that sense of family and community. So that was a big part of my decision.
I love that. And as a fan of the city of Boston myself, I especially appreciate what you said about the culture and how diverse it is, which actually is a perfect segue into my next thought. What about such a diverse culture of Boston and New England as a whole are you most excited for?
Wow. Definitely the sports side. So I'll be studying health and exercise science at BU, starting as a freshman at Sargent College. And I believe not only being in such a big city, does that offer me a great opportunity to, opportunity to experience that kind of like sports culture, but also, you know, in a city where I'm a couple blocks away from the Celtics, a little farther from the Patriots, not that, you know, that was much of an interest to me, but, you know, you got the Bruins, like I think, the Red Sox, obviously, so... you know, I think it offers so much like local entertainment, and for somebody going into the field of sports medicine, I think that that offers me a really cool opportunity to be kind of in the centerfold of, you know, the Boston is widely acclaimed one of the biggest sports cities in the country. So I think as far as my major goes, that's something that I'm really looking forward to.
Especially attached to your major and just your interests. And you mentioned earlier on a visit having gone to a Red Sox game. I've discussed with other athletes and other just fans of the sport, even MLB athletes talk about how they're so excited to play in a stadium as iconic as Fenway Park. What was it like visiting?
It was great. You know, I think also, not to toot my own horn, BU students get $9 tickets to every Red Sox home game, so that'll be something to look forward to. But when they took me up, I think, at least visit-wise, it was a really cool opportunity to get closer with the team. We actually were able to walk from campus to Fenway.
Oh.
It's probably about a 20-minute walk. A little much in the cold of Boston, but something I'll have to get used to. But definitely very accessible. The park was beautiful. It just, you know, it's such a unique experience. Obviously, you know, Phillies games are really nice to come and see here in Philly. Luckily, we've had some successful years lately. But, you know, Boston, just nothing else like, you know, the huge stadium lights, you got the big green wall, and just so many, like, fans and just cheer. Like, it was really nice. I think I really like the culture of baseball, and I'm really excited to be able to catch some of those games.
So you've taken classes on sports journalism and media. What type of reporting do you feel best captures Javelin and why?
You know, unfortunately, Javelin's a very niche event that doesn't really have a lot of paper coverage. I guess the reporting that's been done on me, I have done a few interviews in local papers. I've done the Voorhees Sun, the Courier Post. So I think that I really like, the one thing I like about track in itself is that you have a lot of outlets like Milesplit and NJ.com that will specifically post statistics. So it's real easy to, you know, find rankings and things like that. I know I remember when I did take those sports communications classes, I oftentimes ended up doing my project and my research based on track athletes because it's so accessible to find the information you need. But I definitely believe that, you know, those kind of closer, like, reporting styles worked best for me. I think that when you're looking at a broad overview of a team, it can be hard to keep track of, you know, who your better athletes are, where you're scoring. It definitely felt... reporters always made it feel very approachable when they came at you with, like, your rankings and things like that. Like, I think that the sport of track and its accessibility really helps to create an environment where you can learn a lot about a person, like, through data, and you can watch video. Like, I think that the reporters who have at least looked at me or interviewed me have done a good job with that kind of closer feeling. You know, you can brush up really well. So if that answers your question.
Yeah, that almost ability to dive deeper because, like you said earlier, it's so individualized.
And it's nice, you know, like at least as far as soccer or volleyball go, you know, when you're in a sport where you're part of a team, it can be hard to pinpoint like who your better players are, like where the power of the team is coming from. So I think when you can see that on paper, it really helps create kind of the closeness between a reporter and the interviewee.
Absolutely. So this one's a little sentimental, and I know we touched on your history with other sports earlier, but you're committed to a Division I school for javelin, throwing an awesome fancy stick. Do you think freshman year Zoe would have imagined this?
Freshman Zoe would have lost it by now. Freshman Zoe, during my COVID year, I was taking all these crazy classes. I was playing three sports at the time, so I played soccer, volleyball, and track, and I think a big part of that reflects how I was, you know, trying to dive deeper into who I was, trying to figure out if soccer was something I really wanted to continue. I think a lot of people come into high school with the idea that they're gonna go to college playing or participating in their sport, and I think it's a really easy mindset to have, whereas people don't really realize how difficult it is to get into the recruiting process, to keep, you know, track of coaches, to keep numbers, to keep dates, stuff like that, like unofficial, official visits. Like, I think the other part of it is there's a big lack of education and information available about where to get started. So I think that, you know, that 14-year-old me who started out, you know, in a sense scared and confused, trying to figure out where my heart lies. Like, you know, you don't hear a lot of athletes going D1 or, you know, playing collegiate levels of soccer, volleyball, and track. So I think that that younger side of me was trying to figure out where I was. And obviously, athletics has always been a huge part of my life. It's been a big motivator for me. So I knew that somehow, somewhere, I had to make it to college. I had to, you know, have that continue as a part of my life. And, you know, I think I'm excited in the path I chose because I think that I definitely chose what I love the most. Like, I think that it's okay to admit when you fall out of love with a sport or when you don't find as much enjoyment in something. So I think freshman me, I guess I would tell myself that things worked out and it's okay to feel like this path that you, so my dad played Division I soccer actually, so my entire life has been kind of based on, you know, you're going to go to college and you're going to be an athlete, you're going to play soccer, it's going to be great. So I think it was really hard for me to kind of jump off that bandwagon and explore something new. But I think that at the end of the day, even when I was younger, I always knew that whatever decision I made, I would make I would make the most of the situation and make myself happy. And I think I'm excited about where high school's taken me. I'm glad that I took that risk, and I'm really glad to see what the next 4 years have in store for me.
It's very exciting. So Boston University is not just known for its fantastic athletics, but it's also known as a very competitive and fantastic academic school. How has your process been with balancing such a high intensity commitment to athletics, but also your academics?
So I, throughout high school, I feel really challenged myself with my courses. Outside of my athletics, I've always been a high B, AP honors level student. And I think that's something that I wanted to see continue into college. I think that I always aim to set myself up both athletically and academically for the best possible experience in college. And I think that VU, I think acceptance rate for our class is somewhere around 14 right now. So a very competitive school academically. And, you know, the other thing is they offer a lot of programs specifically for athletes that, you know, as far as tutoring and, you know, so I think that they really do a good job setting their student body up for success in the classroom as well. So I'm really excited to see what they have in store for me. I think it'll be a really positive experience. And more than anything, I do feel like, unfortunately, sports med isn't something that a lot of high schools offer classes specifically in. Mm-hmm. I've gotten as close as possible. I've taken sports media. I've taken anatomy classes kind of geared more toward the medical side of things, but it's not something that you can really further explore until college. So more than anything, I think I am ready to accept the academic challenge that comes with such a notoriously academic school, which I think would provide me a really great opportunity to explore a field that I know interests me that I haven't really had the opportunity to pursue before.
That's really exciting. So I know you mentioned how as a freshman and sophomore and just younger Zoe, you struggled with getting into the recruiting process, and it's a difficult process to participate in, let alone get into. What is your advice for high school athletes looking to pursue collegiate sports?
Well, for starters, I think that there was a lot I wish I knew going in that I know now that I feel like would have helped me. I do think, it's unfortunate. I feel like some people are under the impression that the recruitment process is about getting to the best athletic level possible. Like, I think some people tend to overlook like the academic opportunity you're gonna see. Like for me, I was looking at offers, when I finally committed, I was looking at offers within Power 5 Tier 1 football conferences, like big schools, across the country with, the great football programs you see, like who really push out those Olympic level athletes. And obviously BU is a D1 school, offers very prominent athletics in a big sports city. However, what was also really important to me that I had to take into account was the kind of academic level I wanted to be driven by. And unfortunately, it's kind of stereotypical that the farther you drive up in athletic rankings, the kind of lower the prominence of academics become. So I think that one thing I would definitely tell myself is it wasn't worth looking at the big schools that wouldn't have offered me this kind of opportunity. That, I think there's a lot of stigma around wanting to be the best, Like, people tend to think that all D3 athletes wish they could have gone D2, or all D2 athletes wish they could have made it D1. So I think that one thing that's really important to know is that there is so much more that goes into a college decision that isn't just, what name am I going to have across my jersey when I compete. So I think that's definitely a big part. And, on the more mental health side of things, I think it's really easy to become discouraged. Like, I think there was a time at the peak of my career, I was looking at interest or in contact with about 41 Division I coaches. And it can be a lot, At some point, there's like, all right, bragging rights, but the second one of those coaches drops off, or, somebody misses a phone call, or, takes an offer or something like that, it can become really discouraging. You can start to feel like, especially in a sport where track is so scored, it can become a matter of, am I not scoring high enough? Am I not doing well enough? Am I not aligning well enough in rankings? So I think what's really important to remember is that as a collegiate athlete, as a high school athlete, as an athlete in general, you are worth more than your sport. You are worth more than the money that a coach is able to give you. You are worth more than the opportunity or the other people who are going to be on your team. And most importantly, you're a student. You want to go where you're happiest, where you're appreciated, and where you're not just made to feel like you're only worth the amount of points you're scoring or however much you're bringing up the team.
Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And thank you, dear listener, for listening.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That is all for today. Ava Jordan signing off.